Changing perspectives. You are greater than you think. You have the power to change and become who God has called you to be. Settling is not an option. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the fact that you are greater than you think. I want to talk to you about the greatness that lies on the inside of you. You know, sometimes we don't realize or understand what's inside of us. It could be various reasons that we lack in terms of confidence. It could be worthlessness. It could be a bad background. Whatever the reason may be, you may not understand how great you are on the inside. You know, one of my favorite poems says this, and I'm going to read it to you so that you can understand the power of this poem. And I really pray that it speaks to you and it changes your insides. And this is really what the poem says. It says, our deepest fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Who am I to be gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people don't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is on the inside of us. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this poem speaks to what we think we are, but it also speaks to what we should think we are, what we could be, and the greatest things on the inside of us. So many times we shrink. So many times we play small so that we may make others feel better. And it actually weighs on our potential. It actually takes away what God has placed on the inside of us. It is important to understand what God has placed inside of us. It's important to live it out. But many times we shy away from it because we are scared. Maybe we don't understand the power that lies on the inside of us. And here's the thing, I often think to myself, people are more scared of success, their success to be specific, than they are of failing. Because we don't really understand how great we are on the inside. You see, this poem speaks to the fact that we are more than we think. We need to deal with the fact that we can be more. Don't accept things the way that they are. There are so many reasons we can use to stay in our current state. And one of them could be the stigma that is placed on us by others. You see, there are many times that people want to put you into a box. There were many times that people wanted to put me in a box. There were many times that they didn't understand who I was and what I carry. They would say things to me like, I don't see you in this way. I don't believe that you can do that. There were times that people would laugh at me because of the things that I would say and I believe that I can do. And that is the trap that we fall in. As soon as someone disagrees with what you know is on the inside of you, you concede, you give in. You choose to agree with the wrong that they see about you. You choose to acknowledge the limitations that they place on you. You choose to become who they say you are. And here's the thing. I am who God says I am. It is not the opinion of man that makes me, but the opinion of God. And so as I said, many times I've been put in a box, or people have tried to put me in a box. But my most sobering moments have been the times when I was in the presence of God and God would speak to me and God would say to me, but you can do this, Cindy. It's on the inside of you. You cannot move to your next level, and you cannot deal with your deepest fear if you don't understand who you are. And when I talk about your deepest fear, I'm talking about the power that lies on the inside of you. Do you know that people have perceptions of you? And it's based on what they want to keep you in. It's based on how they see you. And sometimes we allow them to keep us in a place of limitation. Sometimes we allow their opinions to become our lifestyles. And we take away from ourselves the very things that God has placed on the inside of us. It's important to know who you are, because you are greater than you think. You are greater than the perception that others have of you. You are greater than your limitations. You are greater than your insecurities and the torment that your mind plays with you, telling you this is who you are. You are so much greater than that. There will be people in your life that will say to you, you can't. There will be people in your life that laughs at you. There will be people in your life that don't believe in you. So what? It is the opinion of God that matters. So get His opinion concerning you. Now, I'm not saying that all people that speak in your life are bad. I'm not saying that all people that speak about you or to you are people that place limitations. There are people in your life that help you to stay in your lane and keep you focused. There are people in your life that are like midwives and will help you. And it is up to you to discern those people. It is up to you to know who God has called you to, or who God has called to you to take the limits off and to keep you focused. I want to tell you about a man in the Bible called Jabez. Jabez was a man who many expected nothing from. They didn't expect much from him. In fact, his name meant pain. Because according to his mum, that is what he brought her. And so, everything linked to Jabez was about pain, because of what one person said and experienced with him. But Jabez, he saw and he felt something different. And this is his prayer to God. He says, Oh, that you would bless me indeed, that you would enlarge my territory, Let your hand be with me and keep me from the evil one. Enlarge my territory. You see, every limitation over your life, every bad thing over your life, every form of worthlessness, all these negative things, you are the only person that has the power to break them. I cannot change your mind about you, telling you how great you are if you don't believe it. Because greatness comes from thinking. Thinking in a way that is great about yourself. And it's time to change. It's time to become that greatness. Jabez changed his destiny because he broke out of the bubble that he was placed in. He was placed in a limitation bubble. His very own mum did not see more of him. She didn't see more to him than pain. But he knew that he was different and he could change things. And he went to the one who knew him best. His God. You know, you are not your current state. So stop accepting the crumbs and stop accepting the limitations over your life. Stop accepting the things that you feel you can't do. You are greater and you are so much bigger. Your light has come to shine and you need to be greater than what they say you are. So rise up like Jabez and allow the Spirit of God to change you and to change your current state. Let us pray and let us decree some things over your life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of worthlessness. I come against the spirit of limitation. I come against the spirit of doubt. I come against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of small-mindedness and the spirit that does not want to reproduce. I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would loose your hand over each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. They are set free from their current state and they are moving into their tomorrow. And their tomorrow is so much greater than their today. Their tomorrow speaks about who God says they are. Their tomorrow is a defining point and a defining moment of the greatness that lies on the inside of them. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that everyone hearing me will become who God has called them to become. You are not just anybody. You don't have to shrink because of others' insecurity. You don't have to be less because you will intimidate or offend someone else. You are greater. And so I speak life over you. And I decree and declare that every word spoken to you and everything that God has placed over you is coming into the now. I speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's broadcast, this week's podcast of Changing Perspectives. I sincerely hope that you will meet God through this podcast and you will go into a next dimension. Meet me again next week, but don't forget to check out my book called Changing Perspectives Every Day on Amazon. I know you will be blessed. But for now, take care. And remember that you are greater than you think.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I found you in a mystery, an ocean.
trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.